With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. That's our job, and it's what we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Welcome, and thanks for listening and for being the most important part of what we do. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell's off today. The Duke, Robert DeCose, is in master control, and we have another great show for you. Did you know you can go to college and get a degree in golf? Now, we're not talking about playing college golf. We're talking about earning a degree in the golf business and going out and working in the golf industry. It all began a few years back at Ferris State University in Michigan under the leadership, guidance, and influence of Joe Hatch. It started at Ferris State, and now 16 different schools are offering similar degrees. The legendary one and only Joe Hatch joins us today to talk about the origin of the PGM degree in golf here on Tee to Green. Later, Larry Bohannon will be here. Larry's been covering golf at the Palm Springs Desert Sun newspaper since the late 1980s. There's a lot happening in golf this week. The PGA Championship qualifying for the U.S. Women's Open, and sadly, the passing of two PGA Tour veterans. We'll talk to Larry about that and more today, and it's all coming at you straight ahead here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7, I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest, safe from the double bogey blues.
It's America's longest running network radio golf show. It's Tee to Green. Stream live at sportsbyline.com and also hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Network. I'm Jay Ritchie, teeing it up and talking golf with Joe Hatch next here on Tee to Green.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun every week for everyone interested in golf. And you found it. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. Hi, everybody. Welcome in. Hello, fellow golfers. I'm Jay Ritchie. My co-host, Debbie O'Connell, is off today. She's actually playing golf. She's a pro-am event in New Jersey, and we wish her luck with that. Maybe next week she'll be back to tell us all about how she did. Robert DeCosa, the Duke in Master Control, and on the show today, later in the hour, Larry Bohannon is going to be here. Larry has been covering golf forever for the Palm Springs Desert Sun, at least since the 1980s, and he's been busy this week. They've had U.S. Women's Open qualifying going on out there at Bermuda Dunes in the desert. Of course, he, like everyone else in golf, following the PGA Championship, and Larry will be on to talk about that and more with us later in the hour. But our first guest, all ramped up and ready to go today. I went into this guy at the PGA show in January in Orlando, and I knew of him for years and years, and I've always wanted to get him on the show. We finally were able to work it out. The PGA Golf Management Program Director at Ferris State University in Michigan. And it's so exciting, and it's an honor for me to welcome Joe Hatch to Tee to Green with us on the Tee to Green guest line today. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Morning, Jay. Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
Well, thanks for taking the time, and thanks for taking the time to visit as we did back in January in Orlando. Good talk then, and I told you we got to get you on the show, and I apologize for not doing it sooner, but you're here today to talk about this program that is just, I think, is just amazing, and especially the way it's taken off over the last decade or so, where people can get a degree in the golf business, not talking about playing college golf, but going to school, earning a degree, and then going out and working in the golf industry, whether it's a golf course, a golf country club, or any golf-related business. And you guys were the first to do it at Ferris State. Before we talk about the program and how it all began, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background. I understand you have a background in golf. You had a background in golf that you brought to Ferris State. Is that how it worked?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I won't bore you with reading off my resume or anything like that, but basically I'm from Michigan originally. I found out about the Fair State program, and then the more research I did, as I was kind of looking into post-high school, what I was going to do with college or whatnot, I realized kind of the rich history behind it and how esteemed the program is in the golf industry. So I attended the program myself. I'm an alumni. I went out and worked after graduating from the program. I went out and worked in the golf industry for about 15 years, did a bunch of different things, was in operations, was an assistant golf professional, head golf professional. I own my own golf shop. I mostly worked in Wisconsin, and then I moved back to Michigan. Most of my experience are in private country clubs and teaching specifically, teaching to like golf lessons. So I worked at Shaniqua Country Club, Stevens Point Country Club. Both of those are in Wisconsin. Stonewater Country Club in Michigan. And then I pivoted and sold golf cars for a while, sold club car golf cars. Then got into college coaching. I coached a D2 program in Michigan called Davenport. Took them from a Division III program into Division II. By the time I left, we were playing in... we had nationally ranked players. You know, we played in the national championship, got to regionals. It was a ton of fun, and we won a conference championship. So, and then that segued into Ferris.
So, did Ferris have a PGM program at the time, or did you start it from scratch?
No, I'm the, I believe, fourth director of the program. So, it certainly wasn't built by me. It's our program was founded in 1975. This last fall, we had our big 50th year anniversary. So, Fair State University has been the leader and been turning out PGA professionals for a long, long time.
So, what did you change, or what was your vision when you took over the program?
That's a great question, Jay. So I was really lucky when I came through the program, and I think it matters coming through the program. You know, you have your own, you know, everybody has their own opinion. I had certainly things that I would have, you know, been passionate about, but I had an awesome director. Matt Pinner was my director. And so, and then over the years, post Matt Pinner, the program, truthfully, just kind of declined a little bit. I don't think it was, you know, COVID certainly didn't help, but it wasn't in as strong of a position when I took over. So a lot of my vision was just restoring it to what it has been, restoring, you know, the student experience, making sure that we're putting out the best possible golf professionals. So that's kind of been my vision, and we work on it every day. I tell my students, and I mean this sincerely, I hope their time or their day, their week, their year with me is their worst year they have in the program, because next year I hope to make it better, and the next year I hope to make it better. So, yeah, we're always striving for continuous improvement as well.
Joe Hatch from Ferris State University. He is the PGA Golf Management Program Director. They offer degrees in golf and in the golf business and golf industry. Was there one particular breakthrough that you had at Ferris State that kind of took things to the next level?
You know, I think just going back to being student-centered focused, I think that'll be the biggest draw for us when, if your students are doing your recruiting for you, if they're telling other people that they know, that, you know, this is the only program you should consider. That I think is our biggest breakthrough. So we've added a bunch of different competitive tournament offerings for our students to play in. We've offered different events that they can go to for how much they participate in our program. And all of it's surrounded about all the different cool things we get to do in golf, whether it's playing in tournaments, like, your co-host, Debbie's doing a pro-am, whether it's going to a section meeting, whether it's just going down and having a conversation with another PGA professional. We try to build a bunch of that stuff into our program, or give our students opportunities to do that that are outside of the classroom.
Yeah, well, that's where your background in athletics as a golf coach really paid off then, didn't it?
It does. You know, I liked coaching quite a bit. Now I just say I coach in a different way. So
yeah,
instead
exactly.
of getting them to, you know, shoot the lowest scores possible as a college coach, now I just want to get them to be the best possible version of themselves professionally and personally that they can be.
And the response from the university, what was that like initially?
You know, I'm very fortunate that way, too. You know, the university was thrilled to sort of have a breath of fresh air kind of instilled into the program. I've got a really supportive president. Dr. Bill Pink is the president of Fair State University. He's very dynamic. He's a great, great leader. But he's been incredibly supportive of us. So, Ferris has responded well and given me all the resources and tools I need to continue to have this continuous improvement that kind of aligns with my vision of the program.
Yeah, what are we talking about time-wise here? What year was all this happening, Joe, when you first came back and started?
Yeah, so I started at Ferris in 2022. So I started my director position then.
Okay, Joe Hatch is with us, PGA Golf Management Program Director at Ferris State University, Big Rapids, Michigan. They're one of 16 schools in the nation that offer a degree in golf, the golf business. They were the first to do it, and Joe Hatch is going to stick around and do another segment with us when we come back with Joe. I want her to tell us a little bit how it works, the criteria and requirements for the students, et cetera, et cetera. We'll get into all that as we continue with Joe Hatch today right here on Tee to Green.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home. as is. No cleaning, no showings. And there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Golfers listen because we speak their language here on Tee to Green. The language is golf, and we talk golf every Sunday. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell is off this week, and we continue with Joe Hatch, the PGA Golf Management Program Director at Ferris State University in Michigan. They offer degrees in golf, golf management. And we talked to Joe a little bit about how it all began in the last segment. Joe, I want to talk to you a little bit now about how it actually works, how the program works. And maybe some people have heard about it. Maybe some haven't. This is new or the first time they're ever hearing about it. Explain it to us. Give us, for lack of a better definition, I guess, your recruiting pitch.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Jay. The pathway that we have at Ferris State University gets any student that enrolls in our program a business degree. That I think is one of our one of the differentials of our program because the golf industry, just like any industry, is a business. So our students get a really great business degree from Ferris State University, and while they do that, they go through PGA education. So at the end, they become a PGA Class A member. They've got a degree in business from Ferris State University, and effectively a PGA Class A member for just anybody that doesn't have a ton of background in golf specifically. Like, that would be my peer. I'm a PGA member. Currently, we're watching the PGA Championship. There were 20 different PGA professionals that played in that, and none of those people play golf professionally, and that's their full-time job. They work at clubs. They do club fittings. They do teaching. They do a bunch of different things. So that's why our program exists for the past 50 years, and that's what students, when they graduate from it, kind of receive on the back end, or why they would go.
Yeah. Does the program still require of the students a certain expertise in golf or a certain handicap?
It does. The only reason that we require a handicap is in order to become a PGA professional, you have to pass what's called a playing ability test. So it's unlike other degrees that you might get. I mean, one day you could just wake up and say, I want to become an accountant. Now, don't get me wrong, you have to have a certain aptitude for that. And you've got to, spend time and do work. But for our program, like, you have to play the game at a high level. So playing ability test is basically a 36-hole event in which you need to shoot below a target score. And then once you do that, that's one of the requirements, and you just have to do it once, but that's one of the requirements to become a PGA member. So students do need to have a 12 handicap or less in order to get into our program, and we set it at that mark because we think if you come in with a 12 handicap, that's probably not strong enough to pass the PAT, but working with our team and our staff, we'll be able to get you to be able to pass your PAT over your time at Ferris State University.
Once a student is admitted and they're enrolled in this program at the school, is it primarily, Joe, classroom-based, or do you get out to golf courses? How does that work?
Yeah, so both. It's a great question, Jay. There's certainly quite a bit of classroom work. There's kind of the, I'll call it the foundation of being a PGA professional. through the PGA education. That would be the equivalent, again, of just like being able to do, you know, basic math, right? There's certain skills, customer service, running an operation, merchandising, golf cart fleet management. There are certain skills that we're talking about in the classroom. So once you understand those skills, then you go out and a part of our program, and this is a PGA requirement, so part of any program, would be you have to do 16 months of internships. So the internships are where our students take what they learn in the classroom, go out in the industry, and they're all paid internships, by the way, and then they apply it and start developing themselves as a professional. So on campus, we do both in-classroom and out-of-classroom work. I'm a firm believer that you can't learn how to be a golf professional out of a book. Again, there's some good foundation pieces there, but so we do a bunch both in the classroom and outside the classroom, trying to simulate real-life experiences that our students are going to find themselves in.
We're talking about the golf management program at Ferris State University in Michigan today, but Joe Hatch is the program director. There has been since 2022. And Joe, I can't tell you how many of these kids, well, I say kids, anybody under 30 anymore to me is a kid, but I can't tell you how many of these folks, these men and women I've run into, young men and young women, who have come through either your program or some other college program similar to this, and they're doing their internship at a golf course that I'm playing or visiting, and it's really refreshing and rewarding to talk to them and know that the future of golf is in pretty solid hands with these folks. When they come out of the program, are they directed or prepared for a certain type of job in golf, or is it just any job in golf, and then they find their niche after they get out?
Some great questions, Jay. It could be either one. So in our program, we are we're very much still individually based. Like, you know, our program isn't a program that, like, I know every student's name. I know what they want to do. I've got a relationship with every student. And I think that that's important because through their time at Ferris, we can help them effectively start to specialize if they want to. If they just want to become a teaching professional and that's the dream, well, then we can build internships around that. We can give them different opportunities, again, through what our program does on campus to get some teaching experience. So that is one career path. Or the other path is that we just give you a generalized experience. And then you can kind of pivot around in the golf industry. And I'll tell you, that's way more common. I mean, even in my time at Ferris, I thought I was just going to be a teaching professional. I thought I'd probably follow the PGA Tour around and, you know, maybe work with some of those guys with the LPGA Tour and work with some of those women. But that's just not how my career progressed. As soon as I graduated, I could have started a teaching job, and I was just afraid about it. Truthfully, I had student debt. There is no guaranteed income. You kind of eat what you kill. You know, there wasn't health insurance. And that's just a piece of it. So I immediately jumped into operations and then, you know, kind of wiggled my way back to teaching at the end. So that we prepare you for both. The nice thing is that, again, with kind of this business degree that we offer through Ferris, it allows you to do really any job in golf. So our students are prepared to either become specialized or to be able to bounce around a little bit more like I did in my journey in the golf industry.
Yeah, specialized. That was the word I was looking for when I asked the question. That was a good response. So golf is evolving. The jobs in golf are always evolving. So I imagine your program has to evolve too.
Yeah, that's really insightful, Jay. The golf industry historically, and even now, is way behind the times. We're just starting to, now, obviously AI is prevalent everywhere, but we're just starting to figure out how that adopts into golf, what that looks like. I know some clubs, and I don't mean this, you know, disrespectfully at all, but I know clubs that are still using paper and pencil to run their operation. And in today's day and age, although that still can work, I don't find that to be very efficient. So that's one of my biggest challenges, is trying to stay up to date on what the industry is demanding and the trends while kind of working outside of it. So I have a daily conversation with alumni in our program. We've got over 2,000 alumni graduates, which is probably why you bump into quite a few of Fair State Bulldogs in your time rolling around, either playing golf or visiting places. But I talk to them, and they help kind of steer me around on what the industry is demanding, what's trending. But that's a piece of, I would say, our constant improvement, is the industry's constantly evolving. And to be a successful graduate, our program has to evolve too. So we are certainly doing to the best of our ability to address that and make sure that our graduates are prepared so they can hit the ground running and really stand out in the golf industry.
Besides Ferris State, Penn State, Nevada, Nebraska, Lincoln, Mississippi State, New Mexico State, UNLV, Idaho, and here in Colorado Springs, University of Colorado at Colorado Springs, among the other 16 schools that have similar programs. And Joe, I saw something the other day. They're starting these programs in high school now?
Yeah, they're starting to become a little bit more career-driven that way. And it's a good thing for us, truthfully, because, my experience was I didn't know that this existed until I was probably a sophomore in high school. So it's just helping us get the word out. What they're doing in high school is mainly just planting seeds. They're not doing a ton. I don't mean this disrespectfully either, but they're not going into a ton of what we do kind of at the university level. They're just setting the stage for us and seeing if they're excited about working in the golf industry.
That's Joe Hatch. Joe, we're out of time, but thanks. Great job. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
All right. Jay, thanks for everything. Have a great day.
From Ferris State University, Joe Hatch, Program Director, PGA Golf Management.
I'm
Key to
Green. American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. It's Tee to Green. It's the Golf Show. I'm Jay Ritchie, going solo today. Debbie is off. She'll be back hopefully next week. A quick reminder before we get to our next guest, Larry Bohannon, from your friends at Divin Magazine. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, and who isn't, now you can play for less and enjoy this year's best golf discounts with the 2026 Greensaver, available in both book or mobile format, designed to keep you on the course without breaking the bank. The Greensaver is yours for just $54. Your ticket to hundreds of free half-off, two-for-ones, and other golf discounts at over 90 courses and indoor golf facilities in Nevada and Colorado. With Greensaver, there's discounts on golf carts, range balls, hitting bays, lessons, club fittings, and more. For just $54, start playing smarter. Enjoy a year of golf without breaking the bank. Grab a Greensaver at greensavergolf.com and never pay full price to golf again. Well, our next guest standing by, ready to go with us on the Tee to Green guest line. And when it comes to covering golf and writing about golf, nobody does it better than Larry Bohannon from the Palm Springs Desert Sun, and we're happy to welcome him back to Tee to Green. Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm warm. It's getting a little hot here out here in the desert. But other than that, we're doing pretty good.
When I talked to you, or when you called me the other day, you told me you were hot and tired because you were out covering women's qualifying at Bermuda Dunes, and I didn't have the heart to tell you. I'll tell you now, but I felt bad when you told me that, because I was just a little ways in my neighborhood down here at one of my favorite little spots, sitting on the back patio, munching on some wings and having a nice cold beer. And I thought, if I tell Larry that, he's liable to hang up on me. But
I might have done that.
You survived, and that's good. Tell us about the women's qualifying. How did that go?
It was a very difficult day for 69 players who teed up for two spots into the Women's U.S. Open at Riviera next month, which I know all the women are looking forward to, playing a major championship at Riviera in Los Angeles, one of the fabled courses in the country.
Yeah.
And but it was a windy day, it was a hot day, it was a dry day. And in the end, two players managed to break par for 36 holes, and they only finished at one under. So it was almost like U.S. Open conditions in that regard. But one of them was a fairly familiar name, Lucy Lee, who, if you remember, was the youngest woman to ever qualify for the Women's Open when she was just 11 years old. She's 23 now, and she's going to be playing in her sixth U.S. Open somehow. But she, she really struggled down the stretch. She shot a very nice 69 in the morning and struggled to 74 in the afternoon and got through. And, Kayla Noe, who's, from University of Cal, managed to match that score, minus one for 36 holes. So there were some pretty good names in this field. But a lot of them kind of wilted in the heat and the wind of the afternoon out here on Bermuda Dunes, which, of course, long, used to be a Bob Hope Classic course. So it's a pretty good golf course.
Yeah, long, hot day of golf there in the desert. I think the last qualifier to win the Women's U.S. Open was Birdie Kim here at the Cherry Hills in Colorado.
Yes. Yeah.
So it doesn't happen often, but it can. It can happen.
It can, and, you know, some of these players, again, Lucy Lee is a fairly accomplished pro now. So as a qualifier, you would think she would have a chance, maybe. But Revere is tough, and you got to hit the ball a little bit farther than maybe she's used to hitting it. They struggled. Even at Bermuda Dunes, they played it about 6,500 yards. And so you know the USGA is going to do more than that at Riviera.
Yeah. Yeah, Riviera, June 4th through 7th, the 81st U.S. Women's Open. The qualifying started back last month, and the last day of qualifying was the day at Bermuda Dunes on the 13th of May. And I guess so the field is now set, is that correct?
The field is now set. They still could potentially have some players drop out and some of the first alternates from some of these qualifiers get in. But yeah. Generally, I think they're ready to go.
We had some sad news in golf this week. Heard about the passing of Jim Colbert, and I read the article you did about him. And then just a couple of days later, another player, great player from the 70s and 80s, a U.S. Open champion, Lou Graham, passed away too. But tell us your thoughts about those two guys. Did you know Jim Colbert that well?
Yeah, Jim was a snowbird, as we call him. He was just a snowbird from Kansas instead of from Canada. He spent about the winters for about 30 years out here in the desert. I lived at a golf course known kind of around the country, Bighorn Country Club, up in Palm Desert. And he was a big part of Bighorn Country Club. In part because the guy who kind of was the founding general partner, R.G. Hubbard, really valued Jim as a business consultant, really. Jim was, a very good player, won 8 times on the PGA Tour, spent a lot of time with ESPN as a golf analyst, and then went out onto the Senior Tour, PGA Tour Champions now. And won 20 times. So he was a very accomplished player. And RG certainly loved having great players at his golf courses. But he valued Jim also as a business guy. Jim owned a golf management company, owned a lot of golf courses, started buying golf courses in the 1980s when he was still playing. And he was a very successful businessman. So he was successful in a lot of different areas, on the golf course, in the broadcast booth, and in the business room, in the boardroom.
Yeah, he even got into horse racing for a little bit, didn't he?
Well, through R.D. Hubbard. R.D. Hubbard, if you don't know, at one time owned Hollywood Park and Ruidosa Downs in New Mexico. Through that, Jim got interested in horse racing, had one horse that did very well, and several others that mostly in horse racing, your horses don't win. But he had one that did pretty well. So, and I think the other thing that's interesting about Jim is that, his best year on a PGA Tour was 1983. He won a couple of times and was 14th on the money list. But it was also a year where he really was very instrumental in the future of the PGA Tour because Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus were talking about making major changes to the PGA Tour, that they felt like the tour needed to do some things differently than Dean Beaman was doing, the commissioner at the time. Mm-hmm. And Jim really, really took the side of Dean Beaman on this, and he was on the player advisory board at the time. And, it wasn't quite a live golf event kind of thing. But, Jim was very instrumental in that as well. So he was, he's one of these guys that you're not going to think of somebody who needs to be in the Hall of Fame or anything like that. But he had a lot of influence in the game. He really did.
Yeah. He left his mark, as did Lou Graham, the 1975 U.S. Open champion. You look at the 1970s, Larry, and the U.S. Open, and Jack Nicklaus was a winner. Lee Trevino won. Hale Irwin won several. Johnny Miller won the U.S. Open back in the 70s. Andy North. And then in the middle of all that, there's Lou Gramm. How did that happen?
Well, he was a pretty good player. You stamp your legacy with major championship wins.
Yeah.
And so people know Lou Gramm maybe more than they knew Jim Colbert, who never won a major. Had a couple of flirtations with some major championships, but never won one. But when you win a major championship, suddenly you're a figure in the game. And that's a little unfair to Lou Gramm because he was a pretty good player without that major championship. But people tend to focus just on the fact that he won that major. And as you say, he won in a cluster of really great winners of U.S. Opens in the 1970s. And if you're not much of a golf fan, you might look at a list of the winners in the 70s and go, who, Lou who? He was a good player before that and after that, but he never really got credit for his career because of that one major. It's a little like another guy from that kind of era, which was Al Geiberger, whose entire career was based on that one round he shot, the 59, the first 59.
Mr. 59.
People forget he won the championship. People forget that he was on Ryder Cup teams. Same thing with Lou Gramm. He was that kind of player, but it was obviously the U.S. Open that dominated his legacy.
Larry Belhannon, Palm Springs Desert Sun with us. Okay, speaking of major championships, the PGA going on at Aronimink and a jam-packed leaderboard. Who's going to emerge from that mess at the top?
I have no clue. Normally, by this time in a major championship, we have an idea because guys have separated themselves, and that's certainly something that we've heard from the players this week about the course setup, not allowing players to separate themselves. Everybody's kind of bunched up, but it does mean that there's about 25 people who can win this thing going into today. Obviously Alex Smalley with the 2-shot lead going into the final round. But if you were honest with yourself, you wouldn't think that Alex Smalley is necessarily the guy who's going to hold on to a final round lead in a major championship. In fact, if you look at his career, he's only made the cut in 60% of his starts, on the PGA Tour. He's a good player, good college player at Duke, decent, amateur career. And he has had 3 runner-up finishes on the PGA Tour, but if you look at a leaderboard that has got Scheffler and Rory McIlroy and people like that chasing him.
John Rahm,
And that, I think Rahm's a very interesting story this week because he's playing really well when there's a lot of distraction in his life right now. Who knows what's going to happen with the LIV Golf Tour. Who knows where he's going to play next year. He finally kind of came to a deal with the DP World Tour that will allow him to play on the Ryder Cup if he plays some DP World events. A lot of things going on there. And yet here he is at a major championship. Of course, he is a 2-time major winner. But having a chance to get a 3rd one in the midst of all that chaos in his life.
It'll be fun to watch, that's for sure. Larry Bohannon. Larry, are you going out to Riviera for the Women's Open in a couple weeks?
I'm going to try and get there, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I will tell you this. Technically, by the time the U.S. Open is played, I will officially have retired.
Oh, okay.
My last official day of work is the last Friday of this month, after 40 years of paper.
Well, my friend, great job in those 40 years. And don't be a stranger. We'd love to get you back on Tee to Green. If you do go to Riviera, come back on and tell us about the Women's Open.
I'm planning on trying to get there, trust me.
All right. Larry Belhannon, Palm Springs Desert Sun, with us today here on Tee to Green. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
The fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf. Another hour of tee to green just flying by today, but that's what happens when you have great guests like Joe Hatch from Ferris State University and Larry Bohannon, Palm Springs Desert Sun, who were with us today on the show and did a great job. There's golf this weekend, and you can watch on Golf Channel today and on CBS later. Golf Channel's got the LPGA Tour event in Cincinnati, the Queen City Championship, and Great Britain's Lottie Wode, 11 under par, three shots ahead of Amanda Doherty of the U.S., who's at minus 8, Heyron Hughes at minus 7, and Lydia Ko in the hunt, kind of. She's five shots back, minus 6, Lottie Wode, minus 11, top of the leaderboard. At the PGA Championship in Aronimink, in Philadelphia, 29-year-old Alex Smalley, can he hang on? He's at minus 6, two-shot lead over John Rahm, Ludvig Åberg, Nick Taylor, Aaron Rah, and Matthias Schmid. Not exactly household names, but John Rahm could be dangerous. One of five tied for second going into the last round today. Rory McIlroy's three back at minus 6. So is Xander Schauffele, Justin Rose at minus 2, Scottie Scheffler minus 1, Brooks Koepka also minus 1, still not out of it. A shootout today on Sunday at the PGA Championship, I think, is what we're going to see if you tune in and watch the last round. That's going to do it. Thanks to Robert Coase in Master Control. Thanks to everyone for joining us today here on Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.